Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me and Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana, and it has been a minute. I know I haven't posted a podcast since like July. It's been a while. My intention was to just take off from, you know, the month of August like I always do. I do a fast every year for my birthday month. It's like my new year, and I just kind of reset, get off social media, like totally, you know, social media cleanse, no IG, no Facebook, no nothing. And so I did that this year, and then I was enjoying it so much because I was just like off the grid for a minute. And I was talking to my therapist, and I was just like, you know what? She's like, you know, how are you doing? You know, how's everything going? I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, you know what? I probably won't even go back to social media. You know, it's just like so noisy sometimes, you know, where it's just like so much information, so much, you know, stuff. And I was just like, I've been enjoying my time. I might not even go back. And I was working like on some other different, you know, some other things. And so she was like, well, you know, and we laughed about it. And she was kind of just like, well, you know, it sounds good. She's like, but, you know, you do have to think about it like this. She's like, you know, I have the same issues, you know, with the boundaries. Like, you know, she's like, sometimes you just have to put up some time boundaries and stick to them. She was like, you know, limit your time on there, but don't get left behind. And I was like, huh? She's like, yeah. She's like, you know, this is the way that we connect. She's like, you know, and I understand that it can get overwhelming, especially when you're doing a business or you're doing like, you know, coaching or, you know, whatever you're doing on there, you know, to stay consistent, posting and, you know, whatever it is that your business is. If you are on a business social media, if you have a business page, social media, it can be overwhelming just trying to come up with content or post content and, you know, consistently stay on it and be in your life at the same time. And so she's like, I get it. You know, she's like, you know, I have the same thing happening with me. She's like, you know, I can get overwhelmed and different things. She's like, but this is the way of the world. Like, this is where we're going. We just have to learn how to manage it. And so it was really good advice. And she's like, well, why are you just taking off August? Like, take off September, take off, like, just take more time off, but don't just not ever come back. Like, it's not even like if you're in a business or you have a business, like, it's really just not negotiable. She's like, you know, this is where everybody is at. Everybody is on social media. That's where your people are. That's where your tribe is at. That's where your friends are at. You know, there's things that are posted that's how we're connecting off of different stories and, you know, giving our opinions. And she's like, you know, it's good to take breaks. You know, it's good to go on hiatus and it's good to do all those things. She's like, but it's also good to come back. And so I was really grateful for that advice because I was like, you know what? You're right. She's like, you know, you can take more time off. Like, you don't have to just come back right away. And so I thought that that was really helpful. So I was like, okay. So I took that time. And so I've been off ever since. And I did go back to social media, like just to scroll and to, you know, connect with friends. And my friends are funny because they know that I take off that month, but they still send me like all the different memes. Like, they keep me updated. So it takes a few like days, sometimes even a week, to just get through all of the messages that I get while I'm on hiatus, because they still send them. They know I'm not going to see them, but when I get back, you know. And so I was just like that whole week just laughing and, you know, and I just was like, you know what, I can just adjust my attitude into not looking at it like work and just be a consumer. So that's what I did. I just have been a consumer. I haven't posted, you know, I just posted my stories, which is like quick and easy. I feel like it's less like editing and, you know, trying to, you know, put something together for the feed. I feel like the feed sometimes can be a little overwhelming, and just because you're, it's a business page. So you want to, you know, all these things that you're thinking about on, is this for business? You know, is this appropriate for this post? Or, you know, but in the stories, I feel like there's so much more freedom and flexibility, and, you know, you're laughing with people, posting funny things. So I feel like it's like less work related in the story. So I have been posting in the stories. And I did take that time off. And, you know, even from the podcast, it's like, I do want to show up consistently, but at the same time, I want to be able to bring the value that I feel like, you know, I will bring in if I have something to say, not just like to stay up with every Tuesday or every Thursday, but really talk about things or, you know, let it be something that is going to be helpful, you know? And so if I'm like just burnt out, or if I'm just like, you know, wanting to or needing a break, you know, I feel like I have to take a break for myself sometimes, and just until I can get things more organized to where I can be more consistent. And so, but I did want to do something for the last day of the year, because it is the last day of the year and my kids are downstairs and in their rooms and everywhere. And my husband, I think he's in the garage cleaning up some stuff for New Year. And so, you know, I had this little time to myself, and I was like, you know, I did say that I was going to do at least one more by the end of the year, and today is the very last day. And I do appreciate, I did see, because I hadn't even been checking to see like the stats or, you know, if people were listening. And, you know, thank you for everyone that is continuing to download the podcast, the episodes from the past that I've already posted and still listening. And I really appreciate it. I really do enjoy doing this. I do enjoy doing the podcast. And I do, you know, want to bring value to people and bring, you know, just my experience, my expertise in some areas, and just share, you know, share with everyone that, that listens, and, you know, and maybe you can get some tips, some pointers, you know, feel less alone, you know, whatever value you get from the podcast. I do really appreciate you guys listening. And so, and it was funny because I kept saying like, oh, I'm going to do at least one more podcast. And then I was getting my nails done. This is like maybe a few weeks ago, month, maybe even a month now. It's been a little minute. I was getting my nails done, and there was a lady that was sitting next to me, and I just turned to look to her, and I gave, you know, I smiled and said hi, and she was like, hi, you know, and she's like, you know, I think I follow you on Instagram. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah. She's like, do you have a podcast? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And she's like, oh yeah, I listen to your podcast and I do follow you. I really like your content. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. You know? And I was like, you know, we were just like conversing and having a conversation. And I said, you know, it's funny. She's like, you know, you haven't done one in a while. And I was like, yeah. And I said, it's funny because that's just confirmation for me. Like, okay, I'm going to at least do one more podcast by the end of the year. And so, you know, and just hearing that, and, you know, and I got a chance to chat with her for a minute, and we were just like talking about like, you know, marriage and motherhood and just like the stuff that, you know, we talk about on here. And, you know, I was just like, you just never know, you know, what just being out and about, just doing your regular life, you know, that people are tuning in and you can meet them in person. Like, you know, people that are just like randomly in the same place that you are. And I was really happy to meet her. She was really nice. And, you know, we got a chance to converse. And I was like, you know, that was just sometimes God just gives you signs of like, okay, it is important that you keep going, and that it's not just about me. It is other people that are getting value. And I really want to be able to provide that. And I want to share and I want to connect, you know. So thank you to you, if you are listening, you know, just for encouraging me to do a podcast, you know, to do this last podcast of the year. So I said all that to say, you know, and thinking about just like the first of the year. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that New Year's for me is more just like, it's just New Year's. Like, I really do my New Year's like for my birthday year, like for my birthday month is usually like my New Year. And then New Year's, you know, we all celebrate like as a population, everybody celebrates the New Year. And a lot of times it's so much stress that comes around it. And I feel like people give themselves this time to usually cut people off. I feel like that's like the most, like, that's like the biggest, I feel like that's like the biggest topic of like the new year. It's like resetting for your goals and like, you know, the people that you're going to cut off. Like, you're going to, you know, either end your marriage or you're going to leave your job. Like, you're going to get rid of the toxicity and, you know, certain friends, if you haven't been getting along, you're just like cutting people off. And so I wanted to do this podcast. It's going to be a short one, but I did want to just dive in and say, you know, instead of just like what my therapist told me, you know, instead of cutting people off or cutting things off or quitting your job, just like really start to think about the boundaries that you need to be able to move forward, you know, because if you're thinking about it, you haven't really made the decision, and giving yourself like this invisible deadline, you know, sometimes can create more harm than good, because maybe you're just overwhelmed. Like, get back into yourself, get back into, you know, why do you want to do this? Sometimes you just think about it, and just taking that extra time off and just maybe being an observer, or like connecting to something else, or meeting a different person, you know, meeting a new friend, getting into some new communities, some new groups, like trying something new versus cutting people off, you know. So I know that it can get overwhelming and people can start to get on your nerves, and it's the end of the year and it's the holidays and you're spending time with people and, you know, you start to get annoyed. You're just like, this person been getting on my nerves all year. I'm not taking them into my new year. I'm just going to detox. And, you know, and it's okay. It's okay to feel that way. But I do think that sometimes you can miss out on some good opportunities and some, you know, and you miss out on having those good friendships and those long-lasting friendships because you're just ready to cut people off every year. And it's like, it's really not necessary, because you could really just focus more on yourself and your, you know, what you have going on. And so the three things that I see that's trending the most is, like, for one, don't leave your marriage. For two, don't leave your job. And three, don't cut anyone off. And this message is really for people that are in that limbo stage of confusion, where they're using the first of the year or the new year to be able to give them an excuse to do it. But I want to tell you that that's just not good enough. Like, that's not a good enough reason, because it's the, you know, 2024, and now it's like, okay, this is it. This is my time to just end all of these different things. I would say give yourself a little more time. Like, yes, you know, set your goal, set your intentions, but also take a break. I would say take a break, take January to think about what you want. You know, don't make any like lasting decisions. Don't send those text messages that you plan on how you just don't want to deal with people. And I don't know who this message is for, but I have a feeling that there's people that are going to just be ending something today that they should not end, that you need more time to think about it. Because if you do, if you cut people off too quick, or you end your marriage, or you quit your job, it's like, okay, what's next? It's a bold step, it's a brave step, but I feel like a lot of times people are brave but delusional. And it's like, you can be brave and you make this brave announcement or you make this brave move, but then you can be a little delusional in what's next. And I feel like, you know, our emotions can sometimes take control of situations where you feel so emotionally charged that that's where the bravery is coming from. I know, I mean, we can all relate to this, right? Where it's like, you feel brave, you get up the courage to do something, and because you're so emotionally charged, you do it, but then you didn't really prepare for the next steps. And all of these things, they come with next steps, and we're really not in control of the opposite side of the next steps, which is why sometimes you just need more time to think about it, to think about what could be next, and to really resolve whatever issue you're having with the person, with the job, with whatever, you know, because you do have to get another job. You know, you may have to start your own business. You may want to get into another relationship, and we all need community. So you're going to have more friends. And so if there's an issue that, you know, you're not really dealing with, and you're going to deal with it by just cutting it off and starting new, you want to be more prepared. Like, you want to have the next steps kind of lined up in a way, you know. And so just thinking more about it. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on this today, because I just wanted to jump in here real quick, but I did want to just have you think about it, you know. Just like, first things first, like, are you safe? What can you do in this moment to get you to safety if you're not? And where can you go to be safe? You know, if you're in a situation, if you're in a marriage and you're in the house and you're not safe, then getting to safety is definitely the most important thing. So I'm not here to say, hey, if you're in an abusive, toxic situation where your life is threatened or your children's life is threatened, then definitely you need to move to safety. So that's not what I'm talking about. I just want you to think about it now. Are you annoyed? Are you irritated? Are you bored? Are you sad? You know, all of those things I understand, but are you safe? So first and foremost, think about that. Are you safe? And if you're not, then move to safety. But if you are, just give yourself some more time. Second, are you calm? What can you do to get to calmness? Like, are you just in a bad mood? Are you just agitated? Are you just fired up? Are you just over it? Tired, emotionally drained, all of those things. Like, assess yourself. Are you calm? And if you're not calm, get to calmness. If you are calm, then give yourself a little bit more time. Third, how can you recharge? Do you need to be around people or do you need time alone? Just give yourself time to think about that. Because a lot of times, you know, especially like if it is like a marriage or if it's work, you know, these are things that are part of our daily function, our daily life. And sometimes the people in that can be frustrating, making you tired, you know, whatever. But you do need to think about like, hey, if I didn't have this job, if I didn't have this spouse, what problems would I have still? What are the problems that are still going to happen whether I'm with this person, these people or not, this job or not? So just give yourself time to really think about that. I saw a post, I posted it in my stories like a month ago. It was from Dr. Bradley Campbell. And he was just saying like, you know, the post was, let me get the post. I had wrote it down. But the post said, remember, most of your stress comes from the way you respond, not the way life is. Adjust your attitude, change how you see things, and look for the good in all situations and people, especially your enemies. And he put that in like parentheses. Take the lesson and then find growth opportunities. And so I think that that is really relevant to even the topic for right now. It's like, how can you adjust your attitude and change how you see things? Like looking for the good in all the situations and people. Like when you're feeling like so defeated or feeling so overwhelmed or feeling so frustrated and so annoyed, like what brought you to that marriage? Like what about your spouse do you like or did you like? You know, look at those things. If it's the job, look at your job. What brought you to that job? Even if things have changed, even if they've probably piled on more work for you or you're not getting along with your line staff or your supervisor or whoever, like what brought you to that job? Look for the good in that situation until you can do something else. You know, what is a lesson that you can learn about it? And, you know, a lot of times I've experienced all these things. I've had, you know, problems and crisis in marriage and didn't like my job or liked the job, but you know, had a lot of drama with the people at the job. And you know, and the bottom line is that when these things are happening, it's just like everybody is stressed. It's like the people that you're dealing with, they're going through their own stress too. Like everybody is stressed and just really don't know how to deal with it. So that's why it's so good to sometimes just take a step back, take the time that you need. Don't put like a super rush on it. Take the time that you need to kind of figure things out. A good tip that I did get from a therapist at the job, we used to have like these monthly check-ins with the clinical team because I work in mental health. And so we were talking about just like different things with different programs and how things were not lining up and, you know, the people weren't responding and all these different things. And she gave me a really good tip. And she said, you know, and all, you know, even my staff, everybody on our team, she told us, she said, you know, whenever you're not able to control everything in your environment, try to change your self-care routine. Like, what is something that you can do that you can focus on yourself? Because you can't change anybody around you. So if you can do anything, if you can change anything for yourself, in your environment, for that you can control, look at some different things that you can do. And so that was really good. And at the time, I think it was my nighttime routine. And I had added like, you know, going to bed, like I put a timer on my phone and I started going to bed like every night at like 9 o'clock or 8:30 or whatever. And I made it like into a whole thing. Like I took my shower, I would make my tea, I would listen to like an audiobook for 30 minutes. I would like, you know, like I started to do the wind down, like an actual nighttime wind down routine. And that really changed my perspective. It changed my self-care. Like I had that time to really like think about my day, because I'm more of a morning person. So in the morning I do all these things, you know, in the morning workout, do all the stuff, you know, get my peace of mind. But I just created that space for myself at night, and it helped with the next day. It helped because then I could think about the things that happened throughout the day for work, and then I had a plan for the next day, you know. So just a tip. Just wanted to hop in really quick, and I'm going to hop off because I got to get ready for dinner, and we're going to eat out today and going to go pick up some food or whatever. So for the new year. But I did want to just hop in here really quick and just, you know, give you guys some words of encouragement, something to think about going into the new year. You know, hopefully you're not rushing yourself. If you do have some goals and some plans, you know, stick with it, you know. So either way, like whatever it is that you've decided and that you're decisive on and you've made it and it feels good, go for it. But if you're indecisive, you're not really sure, give yourself more time to think about it. Don't let New Year's rush you. And that's all I got for today. Happy New Year. Hope you guys have a great night. Be safe, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.